What's that? Say again. Oh, yeah, sure. I had a fine enough time. You know I love your family. I mean, your dad can be a bit much with all those stand-up routines he keeps saved up, but he's super sweet at heart. I won't lie, though. I'm glad to. Excuse me. But anyway, yeah, I'm glad to finally get out of there. So floor the gas already. Take your woman home. Oh, no, that's not what I mean. I love your family. It's just, you know, they're like quadruple the size of mine. It can be a bit overwhelming at times. You know, when you first started taking me to these Sunday dinners, I was like, really? You all do this each week? But now I get it. We're there the whole afternoon, but you still only get maybe 5 minutes alone with any one person. It takes me a whole month to have like one full conversation with your mom or your sister or your Uncle Jim. Oh, I'm sorry, hun. I don't mean to seem distant. I really do enjoy myself at these things. But yeah, I'm sure I do come off as well. Maybe a bit cold at least with you. But you know it's vice versa too, right? I mean, you are not the same person around them as you are with me. Oh, come on now. You know exactly what I mean. No? Oh, baby. Just think about it and play back any given Sunday. Do you really think the image you present to them in any way resembles the man I know and love? For real? You do? Oh, baby, I don't even recognize you around your family. I mean, I get it. I'm not criticizing. We all have parts we feel compelled to play. I put on a bit of an act around my family, too. Oh, baby, this lack of self-awareness would be almost cute if it wasn't so alarming. You honestly think that you're the exact same guy around your family as you are with me, when it's just the two of us, all alone in the privacy of our home. Honey, the difference is night and day. Like, for instance, I'm just picturing you today, standing there in a huddle in the hallway with your Uncle Steve and what's his name? His son, I think. The older one? Bobby? Bobby. The three of you, each clutching a beer. The three of you, one-upping each other, telling stories, telling jokes. You adding your two cents to every opinion on any subject that anyone ventures, as if it's a subject you've ever dwelled on long enough to even form an opinion about. That's not the guy I live with at all. That's not even the guy I first met at that party almost a couple years ago. That guy is so soft-spoken. That guy doesn't talk loud, even when he's calling me from another room. That guy actually takes a minute to think about what I've said before he puts his two cents in. And if he doesn't have two cents, he doesn't say anything at all. He just nods his head and goes on listening. Oh, honey, don't be upset. Like I said, I'm not criticizing. I do it too. When I'm with my folks and siblings and cousins, I can hear myself reverting to our own little clan speak or whatever you want to call it. Everyone does. It's just funny, is all, that you think it's me being distant because you, the guy I love, the guy I live with, he seems so very, very far away at those dinners. But if he wants to feel closer, I'll start behaving around his family just like I do at home. You know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean. I'm accustomed to having a partner who's so very, very modest, so modest and unassuming. I might even call him demure. So attentive, so obedient, that if I were to, say, speak a little lower in a very measured and direct and deliberate tone of voice, he'd do just about anything I say. For example, if I were to reach over right now like this, if I were to place a sure and steady hand on the inside of his thigh, if I were to run my palm up and clutch him by the bulge that I just knew would be waiting for me, he'd turn this car off this road and straight into the parking lot of the very next business he sees closed for the night, if I were to tell him to, like I'm telling him to do now. This vet office will do just fine. Now, be a good boy and pull around back. See, this guy I'm clutching by the balls isn't at all the same guy who was pretending to care about how the Giants are doing this season. Oh, right here looks fine. I don't think anyone can see us from the road, and there's nothing but woods back there. Now turn off the engine and step out and follow me. What's the matter, boy? I haven't heard a peep out of you for a few full minutes. What happened to that cocksure know-it-all who spent all dinner debating the Navy in the South China Sea? Come on, take it out. Don't act all confused, you know what I mean. Whip it out. Good boy. Now drop those pants. Boxers, too. I want them both around your ankles. Oh, look how hard it is. You could hammer a fucking nail with that thing. Don't you dare flinch when I slap that cock. Hands behind your back. Come on, just lean back against the car, look me in the eye, and don't you dare fucking flinch. That was better, but still a little jumpy. Still a little disobedient. I said, don't you dare fucking flinch, so don't flinch. That's much better. Now, what to do with you? What to do? I know. First, let me get rid of my shirt. And now I'm going to drop to a squat. And now I'm going to bring these sweet, wet lips oh so close to that bouncy little head of yours, to this needy, greedy cock that's too excited to keep still. And I'll make you watch me lick these lips. And then just make you wait for it. And wait for it. And wait for it. Knowing full well I'm about to suck you off right here, right off the highway, right here in this deserted fire lane. Knowing full well that all the torture's done and over with. Knowing full well that these sweet lips that are almost, but not quite, touching that leaky, drippy tip of yours are going to bring you such pleasure, and nothing but pleasure, in just a moment. In just a moment. Just a moment. Now that I've started, all you're going to be thinking about is how cock fucking sure you were acting all night long. How absolutely smirky you were. How you were bordering on becoming a total and complete bragger. All or night long, like you're some kind of big shot, a master of the universe. And now, not even 15 minutes out the door, you're out in the back of some veterinarian's office with your cock so deep, and that same mouth that kissed your mom on the cheek just a little while ago, and that mouth is going to keep working this cock over and over and over until it's pulsating, until it's throbbing, until it's almost flinching away from the unbearable pleasure it's about to receive. Not because the woman you love wants to make you feel good, not so much that, but because she wants to make you blow your load all over these tits, just so you can lick them clean for her. Oh, that sure made you tremble all over, didn't it? But not because she's mean. Oh, no, no. Only because she was apparently acting so cold and distant, at least toward you, all night long. And she wants to make it up to you. She wants to make you feel so warm and loved, the best way she knows how. And what you love most, what makes you feel so warm and fuzzy inside, is to be obedient, to be subservient, to be her little plaything. Who's made to do all sorts of things just to amuse her. And this is what she finds amusing. Teasing you with pleasure, taunting you with your own submissiveness, taking your cock so deep in her throat, while all the while imagining what it'll be like to feel that warm, sticky load splatter on her tits, on that cute little tongue, running up and down and all around. Pausing only to swallow what it licks up before going back to it until it's licked up all that cum. You know it's what you want. I haven't tied you up or anything. The only thing restraining you is your own desire. Your own submissiveness, your own true nature. Oh, this is what you want. This is who you are. Oh, maybe you don't have any desire to be a nasty little cum eater per se, but to be made to. That's just irresistible for a sweet little sub boy like you, isn't it? To be made to. You can't hide from me, honey. I feel it building. Oh, I feel it coming. If this was a complete and utter turnoff for you, I'd have a limp dick in my hands and not this great, big, beautiful cock. Oh, show me I'm right. Finish yourself off. That's right. You choke that cock and pump it for all it's worth. I'll just squeeze these tits together and you just aim. Come on, do it for me. Drench me with jizz so you can lick it all up for me. Oh, that's it. good boy. It's just us. It's just you and me here. No need to pretend that you're anyone other than who you truly are. My sweet boy. My good boy. My sweet little sub. Yes, that's it. Paint these pretty tits white. Oh, good boy. Oh, every last drop. Squeeze it out. Each and every last drop. Oh, God. Now come here. Down on your knees. You can take your hands out from behind your back. Go on. Cut my tits. Lift them like a chalice. And get cleaning. There, there. Oh, such a good boy. Doesn't this feel right? You with your pants pulled down around your shoes. Your bare knees biting into this hard and dirty asphalt. Oh, your spent little cock dribbling come out in the open air. Oh, all the while you hug these tits between your palms and slurp up all your nasty cum. Just because I told you to. Lift your chin up. Let me see you swallow. Let me see you smile. God. Such a good boy. Now get back to cleaning. Poor little guy. I didn't realize what a toll these dinners were taking on a relationship. I didn't know how much it made you worry not to be bossed around for a few hours every weekend. Don't worry. This can be a thing. It can be our place right here, just 15 minutes up the road for you and your parents, where any cop could turn that corner at any moment and find you here on your knees, feasting on your own cum. All done? Oh, come here. You've just got a little dab here at the corner of your lips. Let me wipe it up and you can lick it off my finger. That's my good boy. Well, I'm impressed. Your chin's totally clean. I totally thought you would make a mess of yourself. Okay, come on. Time to get moving. What's that, baby? Say again. Oh, of course the night's not over, baby. I am all sorts of worked up now. So you just better get back behind the wheel and bring me home before the mood wears off.